Deborah Zoe Laufer loves to tell stories and to share them with as many people as possible through her plays. One of her scripts, End Days, won several national awards in 2008, and it's already been shared broadly, including a 2011 production at Ensemble Theatre Cincinnati. And now Cincinnatians are about to be the first to enjoy her newest work, Leveling Up, getting its world premiere at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park this month. She's joining us on Around Cincinnati this evening to talk about her brand new work. Welcome, Deborah.
Thanks so much. I'm really happy to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you here. Can you give our listeners just a quick sketch of what this show is about and maybe a little bit of explanation as to what the title of it means?
It's about four gamers recently out of college, and one of them, who's a champion gamer, is recruited by the government to do remote missile launches and operate drones in Iraq and Afghanistan. And leveling up is when you're playing a game and you would get to a certain level of achievement, you level up to the next.
And that has some metaphoric value in your show also.
Exactly.
We'll talk about that in a minute here. Like several of your plays, this one seems very in the moment. Your play End Days was about a family that was, I guess I would say, suffering the after effects of 9/11. Some of them are sitting around waiting for the end of time to show up. Where do your ideas come from? Where did the first glimmer of thought about doing a play about this come to you?
Well, I really like to write about what it is to live in the time we live in. So I get a lot of it from listening to NPR and hearing what stories are happening. And I was interested in writing about gamers and writing about people who are getting out of college at this point when it's really a tough job market. Then I started doing research and discovered there's a lot going on with gaming that I didn't know, an alternate reality.
Did that include your discovery of what this young man gets recruited to do?
Yeah, I read about that. I was really fascinated, and it was hard to actually find out exactly what goes on. I do create some of the situations, but they are recruiting gamers, and they're not really prepared for what they're about to experience.
Yeah, the emotional impact of bridging between reality in a game and reality in the world, it can be pretty challenging, I suspect.
Exactly. And with the drones, they can see a lot more than people would see in the actual field of combat because their drones fly so high above the battlefield or where they're launching a missile that they can stay for a long time and hover over and see the results of what they've done.
Are you personally into gaming yourself, or have you become such by virtue of working on this play?
I've played a little with my son just to really find out what he's doing, but they've been my main reference points, my two sons. I play a lot of online Scrabble, rather addictively.
That's probably not quite as dangerous as some of this, though.
Okay.
Maybe. Who knows? The addictive nature of all of it, I suspect,
exactly,
is common ground there. So you have teenagers. They're a little younger, I suspect, than the characters in the
yes.
play here. Do you feel you have any particular connection to 20-somethings, which is what these characters are, people who are just out of college? They're sort of in this failure-to-launch kind of period when they don't really know what's coming next. Do you have an affinity for folks in that point in life?
I really feel for kids just coming out of college right now. First of all, I think our society is delaying adulthood a good deal, and it's a tough job market. We're in a sort of sea change where the difference between reality and virtual reality is a little fuzzy.
Let's go back to the title of this show again. So Leveling Up, in part, is about them leveling up in their own lives, moving up to a more mature level, I guess, to put it at a real simple level.
Right. One of the characters is the girlfriend of one of the gamers, and her name is Jeannie, and she's in her senior year of college, and she's trying to figure out what to do with the rest of her life. Her whole family goes to grad school, and she's making a real choice to just start working with kids, which is what she wants to eventually do. And so it's about that conflict, about what are you going to choose to do?
I'd like to think that lots of young people will come to see your show, but I also know that lots of folks from older generations will be there. What would you say, I guess, to people who think that this is a show for kids because it's about that kind of stuff?
Well, everybody knows a kid. I think we're all experiencing that change where reality and alternate reality are becoming fuzzy. The internet's really changed things for everyone. And I think it's fascinating to see what the younger generation's doing.
Is there a universal element to it also, though, that is sort of about becoming an adult, growing up, and taking on more responsibility?
Yeah, we've all been there, however long ago it was.
Some of us are still trying to figure that out.
I still want to know what I'll become when I grow up.
Do you have any feeling for what you imagine audiences are going to take away from your play? I mean, when you wrote it, you wanted to tell a story, you wanted to explore some of these kinds of things. I'm not suggesting that your play has a moral to it or anything like that, but is there, in writing this, how did you expect people might respond to it?
Well, most of my plays, I don't really want to answer questions. I just want to raise questions. I don't have the answers. I don't want to even pass judgment. I just want to explore something that I don't know a lot about generally and hopefully get people interested enough to look into it further. And I hope they'll be really entertained. It's a very funny play as well as moving, hopefully.
We talked a little bit about this being in the moment. We all know that the world of technology evolves very rapidly. Do you have any concern that your play will have a sell-by date to it? I was just the other day flipping through channels and came across the movie with Matthew Broderick in it called War Games.
Right.
And they're playing on these giant computers and things like that. And I'm thinking, my gosh, it looks so funny. It's so old.
I know.
Do you have a concern about that?
You know, because I do write about things that are in the headlines. It's not necessarily a concern, but it's a factor. My last play, Sirens, Facebook was fairly new, and the middle-aged couple was dealing with getting in touch with old flames and stuff on Facebook. And I think when this is performed, hopefully it'll be performed in 10 years, and it will have 2013 as the date it's set.
It'll become a period piece. Yeah. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about how your play ended up at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park. You've not had a show produced at that theater previously. I mentioned that Ensemble Theater locally did a production of End Days, but how did you bring this one to the Playhouse?
Right. I had developed the play at the O'Neill Playwrights Conference, and Wendy Goldberg directed it, and she had a relationship with Cincinnati Playhouse and brought it to them. I was so thrilled that I heard they were going to do it.
Playhouse has a long tradition of doing world premieres of shows, so it's a great platform for you to be on and get noticed, I suspect.
It's really spectacular that there's two world premieres happening at the same time at the Playhouse. That doesn't happen in a lot of theaters.
And I think this is the 66th and 67th world premieres that the Playhouse has done, and it's 50-year history. That's quite a remarkable track record.
I've worked at a few theaters where their main focus was new plays like Florida Stage. But to be at a theater that does a broad range of shows and still devotes itself to so many new plays, it's wonderful.
What's next for you? Is there another contemporary issue that you're exploring now on your next script?
Yes, my latest play is called Informed Consent. It deals with the genome and sort of the issues when we can know so much about what our future holds and what our genes hold. How much do we want to know and how much would we prefer not to?
Is there a theater ready to produce that one yet, or is this just a work in progress?
I do. I have a couple theaters ready to produce, but I can't announce
it. Oh,
yet.
Unless it's Cincinnati, we'll wait to hear.
Okay. So.
Deborah Zoe-Laufer's new play, Leveling Up, is getting its world premiere right now at the Cincinnati Playhouse. It's on stage through March 10th. For more information about the theater and this production, you can follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org. My guest this evening has been playwright Deborah Zoe-Laufer. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Rick. It was great.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender. Thank you.